Andy, you guys have you've made a lot of upgrades here to the Mistwood Golf Dome, including calling it the Mistwood Golf Dome, formerly known as McHugh's. But one of the biggest changes here was bringing in Top Tracer. And as a matter of fact, there's still some people out there say, hey, that sounds great, but what is Top Tracer? And maybe we should start with what was it like when you first took the idea to Jim and said, hey, you know, we think you should put Top Tracer in over at McHugh's? And Jim could have said, Top what?
Yeah.
So tell us how that all started and how you convinced them. Was it a hard sell to bring Top Tracer into the Dome?
You know, it really wasn't. I mean, Jim was really supportive, both myself and our GM, when we came back from the PGA show and saw Top Tracer for the first time. It's really been something that we've been talking about as a team for the last 4 years. What do we need to do to kind of innovate to change the Dome experience? And basically from the moment we saw it and its functionality, we were completely convinced it was absolutely the right move. And then in the Dome setting, and for, you know, some of the concerns that we have in terms of, you know, other flight trackers or whatever with damage, this is something that we don't have to worry about here. And then we're also fortunate enough with Top Tracer range, you know, we're partnering with the trusted partner of the PGA Tour. I mean, the accuracy on this is unbelievable. The accuracy is within a foot of the complete intended ball flight, which is as good as any tracking device I've ever seen in the space, for sure.
Andy, for the person that sits out there and says, yeah, I'm hearing all this talk about Top Tracer, I've heard of Top Golf, maybe I've even been to Top Golf, but what is Top Tracer?
So Top Tracer is, it's Top Tracer range is definitely a subsidiary of Top Golf, but you know, if you take a step back, Top Tracer original company was Pro Tracer out of Sweden. So Top Golf acquired Pro Tracer back in, I think, late 2015, and spent the last really 2 or 3 years innovating it in a way that was very user friendly and able to commercialize some of the best parts of Top Golf, but also some of the things that are really attractive to, you know, both the everyday golfer and serious golfer. You know, the accuracy here on Top Tracer range is even far superior to going over to Top Golf. I mean, we're using actual golf balls. It's tracking the actual flight. It's not really making any assumptions beyond the ultimate assumption of distance once it extrapolates out all the data. But I mean, it's actually seeing the golf ball, which is really crazy when you think about it.
All right, a series of yes or no questions. Somebody says, "Hey, I went to Top Golf. We had a great time. We played that game." That they have at Top Golf. Can we play that game using Top Tracer at your Dome?
To a degree, yes. Yeah, there's a game that's just simply called Points Game, which mirrors many of the experiences that you'd have at Top Golf.
Part two, played on a simulator before, and we had a chance to play Pebble Beach and Pinehurst 2. Can I do something like that using your Top Tracer at the Dome?
Yeah, I would say 100%, but we've taken it absolutely to the next level. I've played simulator golf for the last 20 years of my life, right? And you come into here in the Dome setting, and simulator golf is just not the same. The ability to see shots and shape shots and to envision holes, you can do that when you're looking down range, and we have, you know, over 80 yards to look out into our expanse instead of a wall that's 10 feet from you. It really takes it to the next level. And then one of the coolest parts that, you know, the worst part about simulator golf is the putting. I don't care how good the simulator system is, putting is the worst part. And with Top Tracer range, they've completely innovated it to be you actually hitting shots to pins that are already out in our field. So, you know, they've taken the worst part and made it one of the best parts of virtual golf. And I'll tell you what, it's unmatched. It's quick. Foursome can play, you know, Pebble Beach probably under 2 hours. It's just a really cool experience in here.
Part three, I really want to work on my game this winter. I want to be more competitive at the club championship. I want to get my handicap down. My son or daughter really needs to get better and hopefully improve on the high school golf team or have a chance for a college scholarship. Is there any way we can practice all winter and chart our progress and find out what we need to work on?
Yeah, so the app that I think is absolutely a game changer and sets it apart for the person that is, you know, serious about really improving their game or really heading into the season kind of hitting the ground running, it has an app called What's in the Bag. So you're able to come in, you hit each and every club, and then the shots that are hit actually go right into your phone. So you're able to pull those up on the course, or let's say you're going on a trip over the winter and wanted to, you know, a little tune up in the Dome, you can just go right to your phone and then see every single shot that you hit with each and every club. It's pretty incredible.
Part four. Hey, we were watching the Tiger and Phil match, and there was some talk that some of the technical problems and some of the things we saw or didn't see, some people were claiming it had something to do with Top Tracer. Is that the same thing or something different what you have in the dome?
Yeah, so just to explain that a little bit better. So the cameras that we have in here are actual fixed-mounted Top Tracer range cameras. The cameras that the way the Top Tracer signal works on tour is basically it's going through the camera lens and it's trying to kind of dictate that out along with its own technology. So just like TrackMan, just like anything else, I mean, we trust both TrackMan and Top Tracer in what we do. Every system has maybe one bad read here and there. But I'll tell you what, the accuracy, 99.9% of the time, regardless of those two systems, is really good.
If I come to the Dome to take a lesson from Andy Michelson or anybody on the Misswood professional staff, do they incorporate Top Tracer into what we're doing during my lesson time?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have all 30 of our bays, including two of our teaching bays, have Top Tracer range in them. So we'll include that as well as, you know, other things that we already utilize. We utilize V1, we utilize Body Track, all that great stuff. So combining all of that and combining not only the experience but the depth of our staff, we think there's probably no better place to really get ready for next season.
Finally, anything that golfers should know about Top Tracer that they may not understand or you think they should know, perhaps to get in the car and come out to the Misswood Golf Dome if they've never been here?
I mean, the one thing I would say is that you really have to experience at least once. The feeling that I had when I first started using it was, when we first put the system in, I was hitting balls on it, testing it at each of our stations for a couple of weeks, and then I went and hit balls without it, and it was almost like the feeling of leaving your cell phone at home and that kind of feeling of like almost desperation and missing something. So I think this is really changing the way that Chicago golfers will consume their winter golf.